The news cycle can feel loud, fast, overwhelming. WBEZ is different. No yelling, no selling, just the facts delivered calmly and clearly. Your support makes that possible. We're powered by our community, which means we don't have to chase sensational headlines or clickbait. We can focus on helping you understand what's happening and why it matters. Start a monthly gift today to keep calm, reliable journalism strong for Chicago. Give now at WBEZ.org/donate.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago police are monitoring a march against U.S. military aid to Israel on this last day of the Democratic National Convention. The Secret Service says it is watching a sit-in by so-called uncommitted delegates within the security perimeter of the United Center. These uncommitted delegates are demanding a Palestinian speak from the main stage before the convention ends tonight. A Secret Service official says that's up to DNC officials whether they remove the protesters. Meantime, Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says apart from a couple dust-ups, yesterday's march was peaceful. There were no arrests or injuries. Police have arrested a total of 72 people this week tied to protests. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is ridiculing GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance for calling Chicago murder capital of the world. Vance yesterday ripped the city during a battleground state campaign stop in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And Durbin today told Illinois Democrats that Vance's words are hypocritical.
We do not need to hear J.D. Vance preaching about law enforcement and the kind of communities we want to live in, and look at his record and see that he single-handedly stopped the appointment of a U.S. attorney in the Northern District of Illinois.
The Ohio Republican blocked that appointment to protest ongoing criminal investigations into Donald Trump. Some downtown Chicago store owners say the Democratic National Convention is slowing things down for their businesses. My colleague Anna Savchenka asked some business owners and employees what this week has been like.
I mean, it's definitely a lot less of our regular people that we see that like work in the offices down here, and way more like reporters and people from like lots of badges, lots of lanyards from different places, but definitely a lot less regular downtown people.
It's just been mad slow. It's been super slow. We get like weird waves of people.
It's kind of been a mixed bag. It's not as desolate as I thought it would be. The tourists who are in town for the DNC have come in to buy posters and check out the art.
You heard from Brianna O'Malley, Devin Collins, and Brian Flax. People incarcerated at a crumbling state prison outside Joliet, Illinois, are beginning to get moved out today. This follows a judge's order earlier this month to empty Stateville Correctional Center by the end of September. People incarcerated there have long complained of undrinkable water, crumbling infrastructure, and vermin infestations at that century-old prison. And a Chicago piping plover chick was spotted this week in Wisconsin. The Sun-Times reports Nagamo is taking some time to explore the Great Lakes before flying south for the winter. Nagamo was the sole surviving chick from the group of eggs laid this summer at Montrose Beach. Weather sunny and pleasant today, a high in the upper 70s and then partly cloudy and comfortable tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Friday, sunshine, a high of 83. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.